Yeah, Frank, we'd come down and do a job the other day. We knew kind of the way Killybegs are set up against us, and we knew it wouldn't be easy. But listen, we did a professional job that we needed to do, and we're just happy to be through. You know, that probably the hardest group in the competition, and you know, we're just going to look forward now for the build up to the quarterfinals.
In fairness, at half time there was a breeze there, and we're only 10-3 up in Killybegs. Probably we were looking for a good start to the second half, but just came out and tied on those 3 or 4 points right away, and Killybegs, I suppose, threw in the towel after that there, and he's really kicked for home. But probably the impressive thing is the split of scores and the amount of people that got on the score sheet. Even Stephen McBerty there kicking 7 points from play, absolutely phenomenal. So going into the quarterfinal knockout stages, not knowing yet who you're up against, but not taking anything for granted, but pretty happy with your form, I'm sure.
Yeah, listen, we're delighted the way we performed last weekend, you know, against Michael's team, who we find a bit of bother to play against. But the team's going well, there's good buzz about it. But you know, there's no point just stopping here now. We've to look forward to the quarterfinals, prepare as best we can for it, and get ready for whoever comes out of that hat, whenever the draw is, and you know, get knuckled down. Probably, you know, we've 3 weeks, so it'll be a bit of hard training now to be done for the next few weeks, and then, you know, settle in then to the quarterfinal. So, listen, we're happy in Kilkerr at the minute, how we're playing and performing. You know, everybody's, you know, there's a good buzz about. But we're at this stage last year, we're in this stage the year before, and it's you know, it's no good unless we go on and friggin', you know, actually get to a county final. You know, we've been stopped at the semi final for so many years now, so we just need to get over that semi final barrier, as they would call it, and you know, move on. But you know, at the minute we're not looking past the quarter final, whoever we get in the draw.
The way you have performed in the league and the way you have performed in Championship to date, no different than Glenties tonight. You're probably one of those sides out that people will look to and maybe tip to go all the way. But if you said you have been here before, and there's probably been too many false starts and maybe, you know, false hopes over the last couple of years, and I'm sure your father Martin will be telling the boys there's nothing won yet. You will go in as group toppers, which means you'll probably avoid other group winners, and as league champions you'll avoid Niamh Connell. That's probably important after getting the draw the first day out against St Unions. To finish top of the group was probably vital for yourselves, Mark, and you have done that.
Yeah, listen, we probably know that Glenties, they beat us last year in the county semi-final, and that was probably the team that we wanted to avoid, and we thankfully did that. Now, they did a very professional job last night. I was down the game against Gidore, and you know, they brushed aside a very talented Gidore team. So, you know, they're probably looking at, you know, Glenties would probably be favourites now for the championship after what they did to Gidore, because, you know, with the array of talent they have, what they did last night was phenomenal. So we miss them, you know, probably to another semi-final. We'll probably end up drawing them again. But the battles that we have with them is going to be good. And unfortunately for Kilkerr, we haven't come out the right side of them in the championship when it mattered this last number of years. So we just need to get there first and see, listen, whatever comes. We only can, you know, whatever's put in front of us, we can tackle. You know, if there's nothing we can do about the draw, there's nothing we can do about, you know, referees or anything about that, so, or the weather, anything. So we'll matter what's in our dressing room, and you know, move forward from there.
Listen, it's a really special medal, and it's an elusive medal for Kilkerr, I think 23, 24 years now. But in recent weeks, we've heard people like your father, people like Barry McGowan and Anthony Malloy, talking about how important the club championship is, and how important it is to players to have that medal in their cabinet. And I'm sure you're no different. Regardless of what you've won with Donegal, a senior county club championship medal back into townie would be huge.
Listen, Frank, if we end up winning one, I could retire a happy man this year. It is, it's, you know, We won an under-21 championship with the club, and that was special. I just wouldn't know what a senior title would bring. Like, you know, I was going around a lot of clubs around the county or around the country, and there was clubs I was going to that had that medal, and you know, just chatting to people, they're saying there's nothing beats that feeling. And we haven't had it in Kilkerr in about 23 years or something like that, and you know, nobody in that dressing bar, maybe Dad and James, know what it feels like. So we just have to step up as men. We have to, you know, put ourselves forward and be in them positions again this year. And when it really matters, we need to perform. You know, there's no point, you know, winning league games in townie and, you know, down in Gidore, stuff like that, with some margins, and, you know, going to the county semi-final, county quarter-final, and, you know, get beat off the park. So we need to stand up and, you know, take a look at ourselves as men and go forward. And hopefully, you know, it's a long way to county final, but the next game now is the most important one, whoever we draw, and we'll be ready for it.